And a good Monday, good Saturday evening, everybody, on this day, the 5th of January, and Hans Last here, and I just wanted to come on here and talk a little bit about Audioboo. And, you know, I've been on Audioboo since April of 2011, and I really like what I'm seeing of the site. And I've really enjoyed booing over the past while. And I've been sort of come to thinking about, in my days, with today's technology, we've got Skype, we've got the iPhone, we've got so many other smart technology around. And for myself, personally, like, I like to take cameras and, like, take pictures and video of stuff. And I've always liked, like so many younger people of the day, like to record things on cassette tape at the time. Of course, we used these cassette tapes where you actually put a tape, you could record like 45 minutes a side, or 90 minutes or 60 minutes, depending. And my first tape recorder I got for Christmas in 1978. And I like to record stuff, just play around and record a bunch of, you know, just anything, basically. And being visually impaired, you become more reliant on sound. And I do have partial sight, fortunately, so I can see benefit from around me by pictures and taking pictures and video of stuff. But sound is a big thing for blind people. And I don't mind actually sharing audio because, you know, you can do other things while you're listening to it and you don't have to look at a screen all the time. But, okay, don't mind, that's just my roommate on doing internet radio. But I thought to myself, you know, we have Audioboo, and of course YouTube for videos and all, but I want to get to the point here, Audioboo. It's 2013 now. I just wonder what it would have been like had Audioboo been around 20, 25 years ago. Things I would have booed if Audioboo was around 25 years ago. I was attending the W. Ross McDonald School, and I would have been in high school at the time, sort of grade 11, and grade 10, 11, sort of the school was, people were, you know, they didn't stick to the year, they did, but you were kind of sort of worked at a slower pace. A lot of people took a little longer, but it was kind of doing a lot of grade 11 courses at the time. So, and the W. Ross McDonald School, for those U.S. people especially that don't know, is a residential school where we were there 5 days a week. And I know if a follower, of course, one of my followers, the Boo Magnet, of course, was a student there, so she can you can relate to this, Jackie, I know. But residence life, well, yeah, we called it residence, but it was actually dormitory. Well, both the same thing. But residence life was, well, I didn't really do a lot with people, but I hung around enough. And, you know, being able to boo some of the things, that way it would have been neat to boo stuff, like, from the school. Of course, we would have, you know, need an iPhone or recorder or something to boo the stuff from the school. And be able to talk like I am now. And, you know, just being able to get life around the school would have been probably my thing I would have booed about had Audioboo existed 25 years ago or so. Like over in the gym, or swimming pool, which, yes, our school had an indoor pool. And, of course, a huge gymnasium. And like to watch some of the wrestling meets, get some of that, just bits of that, and some of the sports, like playing goalball and stuff like that. And so it would have been interesting. And, you know, I probably would have been home some too, although I didn't really do much of anything at home, just listen to the radio mostly. But that probably would have been my big thing to boo at school. I mean, who knows, if we had these iPhones and all this back then, what technology would have been like today? What we would be, if I'd be doing Audioboo, or what kind of service would be around today? But just the point that I was pondering, And so I guess, you know, something to definitely think about. I know some of you that are following me not have been around then, or if you were very young and little kid, and so you probably would have been interesting. But anyway, folks, that's a wrap for this boo, and feel free to respond, feel free to comment if you want, like you can on all my boos, and I will see everybody next audio boo. So have a blessed day, everyone.